This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
And thank you to everyone for tuning in today. Always a big thank you for those who take the time to listen to WNRN's Sunday morning wake-up call, especially those today on Lexington's 95.3. And let's thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for their support. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, where your happiness is their priority. At Blue Ridge, you can return gear and apparel purchases at any time for any reason. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is at Barracks Road in Charlottesville. They have three locations in Richmond. For more store information, it's brms.com. Today we're going to be talking about education for adults, something that as I did a little research on my own, I found that to be, we'll say way more conspiring than you would think. There's so many ways to deal with lack of education or provide adults with more education than I would have ever thought was out there. There are more people and more organizations looking over adults to help them in the best way possible than I would have ever thought. It was like a good comic book. Wherever you turn the page, there was someone else to be the superhero for people who needed some help. And we're going to start with a woman who I've talked with so many times by phone and exchanged so many emails that I feel bad I didn't buy her a Christmas gift. Kelly Sokol. Kelly, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
You're going to have to get so much closer to that microphone.
There we go.
Yes, there we go. Thank you. And Kelly's title is the Albemarle County GED Coordinator.
Something like that.
Something like that. What's the official title? What's on your business card?
Lead teacher. Lead teacher for the Albemarle County Adult Education Program.
Lead teacher?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me what you're leading.
Basically, I teach the GED classes in the morning at the Workforce Center on Hydraulic Road, and then I also mentor and train and supervise the other GED teachers and teaching assistants and do the marketing and outreach and, you know, run a lot of the GED program for the county.
And see, there you go. Multitasking, one person helping so many people with so many tasks. We will also be talking about, I guess, folks who are looking to change their career, folks who've recently gotten their GED looking for something new to do, whether it's a new career, whether it's moving up in a career. Valerie, I'm going to get this right first time. Valerie Palamountain.
That's correct.
She is the PVCC Dean of Workforce Services for the non-credit side. Do we need to throw that last little bit in there?
That's correct.
And Workforce Services, exactly, a little background on what that is and why it's there?
You described it very well, Rick. It's for people who are either changing careers or moving up in a career or trying to enter into the workplace and need job training skills. We make sure that you're aware that it's non-credit because it does not lead to a college degree. It leads to some type of industry certification, but not an academic credential.
And we will have several people coming in throughout the hour who are graduates of Albemarle County GED program, some of whom have moved on to PVCC with their, I want to say, recent GED degree, although I'm not confirmed with that, one of whom is with us in the studio now. Bachelor number one is what I'm going to call him as we move along. Prefer to remain anonymous, but we'll talk about the success and challenges that go along with getting and earning a GED program. So that's it took me 5 minutes to go through all that because that's why I think it's conspiring. There's so many people out there to make sure this all happens and want to do it in so much of a hidden way. Or maybe their choice isn't hidden, but it seems like so many others have chosen it to be hidden. So write down the phone number for your questions. I had so many before we got started and before I did my background on this. 979-0919. We'll be taking calls a little later in the hour. 877-WNRN-ROCKS, because we do, PVCC does take students from throughout our listening area, and there are GED programs in the other counties, and I'm sure some of the information that Kelly Sokol gives us will be pertinent to the other listening areas. So again, Education for Adults, Kelly Sokol, Albemarle County lead teacher for the GED program, Valerie Palomountain, PVCC Dean of the Workforce Services Non-Credit Side. I may shorten those titles as we go along. And our first guest to talk about earning his GED. Kelly, I want to start with, I guess, one of the most very basic questions is, can you define GED? What is it? What does it stand for? What does it require that you learn and know?
The GED stands for the General Equivalency Diploma, which is for people who never finished high school, don't have a high school diploma, and want an equivalent degree. So what they do is they come to class and they have a comprehensive exam in five subjects. It's reading, writing, social studies, science, and math. So it's different from being in high school, because in high school, if you pass algebra, you're done with algebra, you never have to think about it again. With GED, because it's comprehensive, you have, you know, algebra and geometry and percents and proportions all on the same test. So, you know, students will study as much as they need to for to take each of those five exams, and at the completion of that, then they would get that general equivalency diploma.
And again, Kelly Sokol from Albemarle County's GED program. The challenges of not having a high school diploma, I think many people understand that, although I want you to talk about that for a moment. But is there a challenge that goes along with having a GED degree? Is there a stereotype that goes along with that?
I think there's more, you know, there's a stereotype with being a high school dropout, that you are uneducated. And that's not necessarily the case. You know, there's so many people that never finished high school that are, you know, incredibly productive members of society and own their own businesses, are pastors in their community. And so I think people think that getting your GED is easy. So, you know, oh, I didn't finish high school, I'm just going to go back and get my GED. And they think it's going to be an incredibly easy process. And it's not. 40% of high school graduates cannot pass the GED. So one of the challenges with the GED is that people have this perception that it's a very easy exam to take and you can just breeze in and breeze out, when in reality, a lot of times, because it is inclusive of so many different subject areas all at once, you know, you need to study for it and practice, and it's a challenging exam. But I do think 98% of employers see the GED as equivalent to a high school diploma. You know, if you look at job applications, have you graduated high school? If you have your GED, you click yes. So it doesn't affect people who have a GED versus a traditional high school diploma as much as people might think.
All right. I want to put a little, a voice, not a face. Let's put a voice on the GED. We do have a guest in the studio today who did not finish the traditional high school at the regular time, but has gone back and completed a GED program. Bachelor number one, can you tell me a little bit about the decisions that were made? What happened in your life so that you didn't finish high school?
It kind of interfered with my outside life. You know, that was more important than going to parties and chasing girls and stuff like that. And next thing you know, it's all done. It's gone, you know. Next thing you know, the years start rolling by and you got to start making a decision on what you want to do. And
was this Albemarle at the time?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Western Albemarle.
And what happened in your life that made you say, you know what, I guess I need to go back and get my GED?
I think mostly for me was, Well, I mean, it's so many different reasons. First of all, you know, you got children and you don't want them to know. You know, you don't want your kids to know you're a high school dropout. And, I mean, of course, it affects your job, you know, job stature and everything, too. I was pretty lucky in the aspect that, you know, I had a decent job, but when the bottom fell out, you know, you got to start over, you know. I mean, and if we'll... Either you lie on your application, and if they find that out, you'll never get that job. Either that, you know, you got to go back and do something. You know, something has to be done.
Can I ask how old you are now?
35.
And and how old were you when you went back to get your GED?
35.
So this is a recent process for you?
Yes, yes.
So we're talking about, I don't know, 17 years.
17 years later, and like Miss Kelly said, it's not easy. It's not an easy process, but if you're willing to do it and you want to do it, I mean, it's something that, you know, it makes you feel a lot better about yourself to know that when that question does pop up on a application, you don't have to lie about it no more. You know, it's the big secret won't ever come out because there is no secret no more. I just did what I needed to do.
Do you feel any? Do you feel like that you made the wrong decision then, or this is just how life plays out and you're okay because of your decision now?
Well, I mean, obviously I feel like I made, you know, if I could go back and do it over again, I would have definitely, definitely graduated school and went straight to college. You know, but you don't, time flies. I mean, you really, you know, you say, oh, well, I'll go get my GED and go back. And, you know, in your early 20s, or, you know, it time flies. You get caught up in life. Next thing you know, 15, 17 years is gone. I mean, especially when you have a job. You know, I mean, that was the thing, is I had a decent job. I mean, I wasn't going to make me rich, but I had a decent job. And when you have a decent job and you just kind of get, you know, why should I go back and get my GED? Because I got a pretty good job and it looks like it's, you know, you don't never think that the bottom's going to fall out like it did and all that. So, I mean, when it comes to changing a career, you have to have something on paper before they'll even take notice of you and even give you a chance to change, you know.
Was it the economy that brought this decision about, or family, or?
Well, you know, the thing is I would like to think that I still would have done it. But the economy is what really, really pressed me. You know, I mean, that's what I'm trying to say is when you have a job that you're comfortable with and everything, you just kind of I don't need it. I'm sorry about that. You know what I'm saying? You don't think you really need the GED because you already had that job. But when, you know, everything comes to an end, all good things must end. And that's what kind of prompted it, mainly.
Anything that you'd like to share with folks listening today, whether they are in a similar circumstance or have family or friends without the high school degree?
Yeah, just do it. It's so easy. It's so easy not to do anything, to sit there and, you know, and just do nothing. But if you really make an effort and you show people that you're trying to make an effort, you'd be surprised. Some things could, you know, come your way. You know, so that's what I'm trying to do is I actually want to continue and, you know, maybe pursue Piedmont in the fall is what I'm hoping to do. And hopefully, you know, hopefully somebody will see that I am putting in an effort and maybe things will happen for me. That's my goal.
All right. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Again, we will be having a couple more guests in the studio to share their personal stories. And I want to thank our first student graduate for doing that. 11:15 on the wake up call. Let me take a moment and thank L. Oppelman's for their support. L. Oppelman's is Central Virginia's complete music headquarters, continuously operated since 1890 at 909 Main Street in downtown Lynchburg. L. Oppelman's music department is now featuring acoustic guitars, banjos, mandolins, and violins, as well as electric guitar packages from Fender and Peavey. Also available is complete drum sets. That's L. Oppelman, 909 Main Street, Lynchburg, and at loppelman.com. All right, back to our guests. And I see the phone ringing already, 979-0919. Sean McCord here today answering the phone for us. That's 979-0919. Back to our full-time guests. That's Kelly Sokol from Albemarle County GED program and Valerie Palomountain from the PVCC Workforce Services. Kelly?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel the excitement and the pride and knowing that that guest has completed the program?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's why I do what I do, is I just get so excited to see people. A lot of it's just a self-confidence issue. You know, they have the ability to do it, but they've lost their self-confidence along the way. And, you know, just seeing anyone, you know, meet those goals and look and want to do better with their lives, it's so rewarding. So, you know, we do a GED graduation once a year in October, and that's regional, and it's my favorite day of the year is doing that.
And Valerie, that guest said that he is thinking about going to Piedmont.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about how Piedmont works with the Albemarle GED program.
We work with all of the GED programs throughout our service region. What we'll do is go in and talk to the classes, either throughout their education or close to graduation. We participate in the graduation ceremonies and things like that. So we really try to encourage these people to stay in school. One thing that we're finding is that in our region, having a high school diploma is not going to get you a career. It's going to get you an entry-level minimum wage job. And if you want a career where you can support your family and have a nice car and all of the other things in life that you want, then you're going to have to continue your education into some other post-secondary credential. And that's what we're trying to do with these students.
But, and again, my goal is not to be negative about it, but that's hard to do even with a degree, to find something that isn't a low-level, hourly, low-pay job. How do you convince a potential student to come into the GED program or to move along to Piedmont when certainly they have friends somewhere or family somewhere who they know completed their high school degree 10, 15 years ago or who has been in the workforce for years and years and years and who really hasn't risen above that level?
I think what we're seeing with the economy is that if you don't have that credential, you're going to be at the bottom of the pile when job opportunities come along. So having a credential is imperative in today's economy.
Our guest today, again, Kelly Sokol from Albemarle County GED program, Valerie Palomountain from PVCC Workforce Center. We have another student graduate we'll get to in just a minute, 11:19 on the wake-up call. Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 30s. Clear tonight, lows in the low 20s. And then partly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the mid 40s. Right now, it's pretty nice outside, 28 in the valley, 31 in Lynchburg, 33 in Richmond, and 31 in Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And let's thank Dixon Disposal for their support today. Dixon reminds you that you can reduce household garbage by purchasing products with reuse and recycling in mind. Small changes in your lifestyle can keep our planet green for years to come. With Dixon, there isn't any sorting or separating. You can put trash in one can, and they do the rest. Dixon also offers single-stream recycling. For more information, it's DixonDisposal.com or 434-978-2111. All right, back to our guest today as we talk about Albemarle education or just education for adults outside of Albemarle. We don't have to leave it just in our county. Ladies, Valerie, Kelly, whoever wants to take this topic or you can share it, give us some statistics. Percentage of people who don't finish high school, percentage of people who go back to get their GED and things like that.
Well, I do know in our area that the average percentage, and it does vary from county to county, but typically it's one out of every eight people does not have a high school diploma in our area. So, you know, I always liken
are
it.
Are you
if,
counting immigrants? I mean, for lack of a politically correct word.
I'm counting anyone who would be on a census.
Got it.
Would be on a census. So, you know, I say if you go to the grocery store and you're standing in line, if you just count eight people, chances are one of them hasn't finished high school. And that's just in our area. That's, you know, to me, a pretty significant amount of people.
Is there a basic reason that people do not finish high school?
There are several different reasons. I think I see a little bit generationally where maybe some of our older students, there wasn't an emphasis on education back when they were in school. There wasn't as much of a push for them to stay in school. It was, you know, hey, they needed to work. They need to support their family. They got pregnant. And you know, that's a continuing issue. Child care, absenteeism. There's so many different reasons why people choose or don't choose and are you know, really don't have much of a choice in leaving high school.
Are there, are you seeing the numbers for dropouts go down or GED graduates go up?
The numbers of dropouts have definitely decreased in, you know, probably in the past 10 years. I haven't been doing it that long, but I do know there's, you know, so much more emphasis on people staying in school. And I've helped out some with, you know, students that were kind of on the edge and getting them the SOLs they needed in order to graduate. So the number of dropouts has decreased, but the numbers that we see in our GED programs has increased because of the economy, because there are a lot of workers in their 40s and 50s and even 60s that have more recently lost their jobs. And there wasn't an issue before with them not having a high school diploma, but with the competition out there now, they really need that piece of paper and then some to, you know, be competitive in the marketplace again.
So if I heard that correctly, currently, at least in this year and most recent years, it's job hunting that is pushing people back for a GED.
Correct.
Has it been that way for, you know, and I don't know how long you've been in your job, but 10 years ago was, it looked like you were in high school 10 years ago.
College.
Was that the case as well, or were there another reason that pushed people back to get a GED?
I think, you know, I'm not too sure just because I haven't been doing this for that long. I think jobs and wanting to do better for yourself and developing a career has probably always been a major goal for people, regardless of whether it's now or, you know, previously. I do know that the program, and not just our program, I'm sure all the programs in the region have expanded tremendously over the past 3 to 4 years, where, you know, the numbers of people who are entering the program have doubled or tripled in some of the regions.
All right. I have Jenny in the room. Jenny, hang on just a second. Because we have an anonymous caller from Stanton on the phone. The caller, how are you?
Hey, good. Doing well. How are you?
I'm well. What you call about? I see that you got your GED.
That's correct.
And so share your story with us real quick.
Well, basically, it's funny. It is pretty typical along the lines of what you're saying. I'm 42 years old and went back 2 years ago and got my GED. And basically for myself, having different jobs over, you know, the last 20-some years and choosing the option to lie when they say, you know, they don't really check most of the time. You know, if they do, like the first gentleman said, you know, you're in trouble. But for myself, going back to school and being able to complete that was just something I needed to do for myself. I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
But you've chosen to remain anonymous on the phone. Share that reason with me.
Well, I guess I just don't need to toot my own horn. I mean, I'm just like anybody else. The class that I took was, there were more adults in the class than young people. It was, it's, it's just an opportunity, and a very easy opportunity, a very available opportunity for anybody that's sitting around on their butt thinking, you know, oh, I could be doing something, I could be doing something. Well, stop sitting around your butt and thinking about it and go do it. It's not that difficult. I actually took an online class first, and it's basically a series of questions. You know, they teach you how to take a test. So then you go and you sit through the class and you read the book and you take the test. I mean, it's simple. If you can read, you can pass the GED.
And how has it changed your life?
Confident-wise, I think. And it's also inspired me to study more, to read more. It basically reopened my mind to back where I was open to learning, where before I kind of closed off, you know, it's like, oh, well, I've gotten this far. I know everything I need to know. You know, it's very easy to close your mind off to that. So by doing that, I think I reopened my mind to learning.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for the call.
If I could comment on his on what he said.
Sure, real quick.
What we're seeing in the Workforce Services Division at PVCC is that the average age of our students, it fluctuates, but it's usually late 30s to early 40s. And that seems to be a time when people are saying we need to go back to school in order to improve our job prospects. That's what, you know, our first visitor said, and now the caller said the exact same thing, that this seems to be the time frame when people are looking to go back. The other thing that we're seeing in the workforce is that the job skills, the demands for job skills, new and improved job skills, keeps increasing. And I was very, very delighted to hear that going back for his GED actually helped him want to learn more, because that's what we're seeing, that people are not going to stop their education when they're 22 years old. That's unnatural. It's a lifelong process, because we always have to know something new in order to do our jobs better. So to me, the day we stop learning is the day we stop breathing.
All right, we have another guest in the studio with us, who is a GED graduate. Jenny, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Thank you for coming in today.
Not a problem.
Share your story with why didn't you graduate at the traditional time with the, I guess, more traditional degree?
Well, I started hanging out with the wrong crowd, and eventually in 10th grade I stopped going and I started doing homeschooling. And I did that and only had about probably 6 months of that left, and I stopped paying on it and just never went back to do anything until this following year.
But then something strikes you to determine that that was important at the time, and if I'm misspeaking, any one of the three of you need to swat me down, but something told you I made a mistake.
Yeah.
And I need to correct it.
I had a big one. I didn't have a mistake, but I have a daughter. She's 5 years old, so she's definitely learning. She goes to school, and I also want her to know, by seeing me go to school, that she can follow the same path that I'm doing by going back.
You know, and I can't remember if he said it on air or outside, but our first studio guest, who had graduated from Albemarle GED, also mentioned having kids and letting them know that he was a high school graduate. He was not a dropout. So we're two for two on that as being a major reason for you to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what's happened. You're a graduate, correct?
Yes.
Tell me what's happened since graduating, or even during. How did it change you, your feelings inside, and the things that happened to you outside?
Well, inside, I was definitely proud of myself. It also opened up an opportunity for me to get out there. I'm able to go to school now to Piedmont, because I was trying to get in there and couldn't without the GED. I start class on Tuesday, so that's definitely the beginning of my future. Just getting that out the way was definitely helpful for me.
And your decisions? I mean, let me rephrase that. Your hopes for the future? Why are you going to Piedmont? What are your plans?
I'm going to be a registered nurse.
Excellent choice.
Thank you.
As someone who's looked in the newspaper a lot recently, I see a lot of needs for nurses of all types.
Oh, yeah. That's a field that I'd never go without. It's all we needed.
And finally, share something that you've learned during this process that you want other people who are listening to know.
That you can do it. If you really set your mind to it, you can do it. There's no doubt about it. But you have to want to do it. I know for a long time people always told me, you have to get this done. I know. I say that 1,000 times. And I even went back to GED 3 times before I finally finished it.
And I see you looking at Kelly Sokol from the Albemarle GED program. Was she sort of a guidance, or whether from the front pulling you forward or from the back pushing you ahead?
Oh, Kelly is the best. She just helped me so much and definitely helped with the one-on-one when we needed it, especially with the math.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, that's Jenny, a recent graduate of Albemarle GED program. We are talking about adult education. Our main hour guests, Kelly Sokol and Valerie Palomountain from Albemarle GED and Piedmont Workforce Center. Valerie, you're here representing the Workforce Center. Now, they help people with either continuing their jobs or finding a new job. Do you need a GED to participate in the non-credit side?
No, you don't need a GED. We do have some programs where we want to make sure that you can get through the material. So we do an assessment to make sure that you're at a 9th grade reading level. But we encourage everyone to come and to enroll in classes.
How do you find employers to participate? Because I want to go back to the part about whether or not there's a stain from having a GED rather than the traditional program. How do you find employers to help?
Employers are always willing to help. I've never seen an employer who was not. A lot of them have a community service component to their mission, and what they're trying to do is help people. It doesn't, if you think of it, it doesn't help the employer to live in a community that has a high illiteracy rate or a low level of high school graduates. They want an educated population because it makes it better for them. The quality of life goes up for everyone. So they are more than willing to help people who don't have a GED or need some additional assistance. So we always find employers who are willing to help. They will actually go out of their way to help sponsor classes or individuals.
11:33 on the wake-up call. We are talking with Kelly Sokol and Valerie Palomountain about adult education, especially for folks in a GED program. Call us up if you've gotten your GED or are thinking about getting your GED. We already heard from a gentleman in Stanton, very proud of his fairly recent achievement. 979-0919 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. We have Eric in the studio. We'll be talking with Eric in a moment, another graduate of Kelly Sokol's Albemarle GED program. Let me thank Blue Ridge Graphics for allowing us to be on air today. You can find Blue Ridge Graphics at Meade Avenue and East High Street here in Charlottesville, providing custom T-shirts and sportswear, plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, online, brgtshirts.com. All right, back with our guests. And I see the phone ringing now. I'm sure Leslie and Sean will get that. Hopefully we'll talk to that individual as well. Kelly, explain how the system works. I asked you to define it mm-hmm. a little bit, and we know that some of the tests are out there. But when Eric comes to you and says, you know, I'm thinking about getting my GED, walk me through the program.
Well, what we do is, you know, we are open to everyone as long as they are able to speak and understand English, you know, at a certain level. So if anyone who's interested in the program, the program in Albemarle County is free. So anytime anyone calls us up or, you know, walks in and is interested in their GED, we just register them. We give them a brief assessment to know sort of what level to start them at, and then we get them into classes immediately. We have a rolling enrollment throughout the semester to make it more available for people. I mean, we try to remove whatever barriers we can so that people are able to attend class, including, you know, child care at night, or if people need to learn English first, we have English as second language classes for them to take as well. And I think that's how it is throughout the whole region. You know, there, if people live in Greene County, if they live in Charlottesville City, if they live in Nelson, there's programs in every county that are designed to remove however many barriers as we can so that people can go back and finish their education. And I say finish their education, finish their high school diploma, because I think, as Valerie said, it's a lifelong process. And to me, getting your GED is just one step towards that. So we also have a huge emphasis on what are you going to do next.
How modern have the classes become? Because certainly the job market has changed. There's a lot more emphasis on computer learning. You mentioned ESL classes, English as a second language classes. How has the system changed to make folks with the GED more useful to the folks who are doing the hiring?
Well, the test itself hasn't changed since 2002, but starting in 2014, it's going to be all computer-based. So, you know, we've started to emphasize using computers more. You know, that's something that's kind of a continual process. And then, too, having a variety of different English as second language classes available. I know the Charlottesville City program has free computer classes for people who just need the computer skills. And it's just, you know, you sort of see what people need and you work towards that. I mean, another component is, and Valerie's participated in this with us, is that we bring in guest speakers from other educational facilities or companies. We talk about resumes. We talk about interviewing. We talk about getting people set up so that they can go to the job fairs, because there's so much more than just that book learning that's involved in education and, you know, making people really be ready for the workforce or ready to advance in the workforce.
All right, we have a caller with a question for the group. Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Question for everybody. Fire away.
I've got a question. I'm a retired teacher, and kind of the nature of adult ed is that students were not successful the first time through school. I was wondering if Kelly or the GED grads could talk about what was different that they were able to, you know, be successful in completing their GED as older students.
Great. Thanks for the call, and we'll let you listen to their answers on the radio.
Thanks.
Kelly, why don't you fire away, and then I'm going to introduce our other student grad guest for that.
Sure. I think it's different being in a GED class than it is being in high school, because it's a personal accountability, a personal responsibility. I'm not forcing you to be there. There is no principal that I'm going to send you to if you don't do your homework. You might get a dirty look from me, but, you know, it's all in jest. But really, I think it's because individuals are there because they want to be there. They have that internal motivation. And so it's a much more relaxed setting. It's a much more individual setting. It's going at their pace and what they need to work on. So it's very different from your traditional high school where, you know, you have to sit through a class even if you know it up and down and left and right. If you know it, good. We don't have to work on it. So I think the fact that it allows people to move at their own individual pace and what motivates them makes a big difference.
And another student grad guest in the studio with us is Eric from the Albemarle County. Why don't you take a shot at that? Why was this more successful for you second time around?
For me, I mean, I dropped out at an early age. I didn't have any support, you know. My mother, she worked, but she didn't really play a mother figure in my life. My father, you know, he dealt drugs. He's in jail right now, serving 3 years. You know, I didn't have any support. I had a daughter at the age of 19. I had a daughter for me and her. You know, I had to set an example. I didn't have any push. I had to be my own push.
And what chose you to go back and get the GED? It seems like the other two folks who've already been in here have said it was to set an example for their kids.
But for me, it was more a set example for people who didn't believe in me. You know, I got tired of being called crazy, you know, just in general, you know. I had to set an example, you know. I can do it. I got tired of working hard labor jobs. It was never good enough for me.
Have you graduated recently?
I graduated back in November the 10th, 2009.
And so what are you doing?
Right now, I'm a bank teller at Wells Fargo, and I go to school, Piedmont Virginia Community College, for business administration.
What had you choose that career? They don't take anybody doing that, especially not somebody who's, you know, and I'm not saying that you are, but from a drug dealing background, you know, you got to go in there wearing your shirt and tie, looking nice.
My father did that, you know. My mother worked. I mixed basically both of them together. The person with no work ethic to the person with the work ethics, you know. I had to blend it together. I had to do it for me. I mean, I ain't had no support. I had to do something. I had to choose the right side or the bad side.
Are you happy with your choice?
Oh, yes. I'm definitely happy.
Do you have a vision of
success?
You know, the two paths, one that could have been, one that is on its way to be now?
Yes.
And as someone who interviews a lot, where do you see yourself in 5 years or 10 years?
Owning the business probably. And having a master's degree, I mean, that's 10 years. I mean, various things I'm going to be doing.
And share the one thought that comes to mind for those people who are thinking about, or maybe even not thinking so much about getting a GED.
I mean, you can't let people tell you you can't do it. You can't let anybody dictate you on your decision, you know. You can't let the public, you know, have a perception on what you should be doing in life. Because can't nobody call your shots but you. You're the only person that have control over you. You know, so what if people call you whatever? It don't matter. At the end of the day, you know, you go to sleep and question the man upstairs to your answers, you know.
Eric, congratulations.
Thank you.
Which Wells Fargo? You have to tell me after we're done. You don't have to say that on there. I want to make sure to come do my Wells Fargo business with you. All right, 11:43. On the Wake Up Call.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
And this week, with a brand new name, the road formerly known as Meadow Creek Parkway has partially opened to drivers with 44 years of planning. But with a lawsuit still underway and millions of dollars in construction left to perform, not everyone is celebrating. Did the third graders at Woodbrook Elementary really write a song about wealth inequality? Different sides of the commentary choir sing their own tunes on the issue. And it's time for The Hook's annual short story contest. Enter your work and have John Grisham read your fiction. The Hook, reminding you that Restaurant Week is coming soon. Find out more at SeavilleYum.com. And let's thank the folks at The Backyard, UVA Corner's culinary secret, at the end of Elliewood Avenue. The Backyard has a seasonal menu, daily specials, and a rotating list of beers on tap. The Backyard is now open on Sundays, serving brunch, and then a pub food menu till close. For more information, it's 202-8215, thebackyarduva.com, or on their Facebook page. All right, 11:44 here on the Wake Up Call. Dial us up with your story about getting your GED, whether it's yours, a family member, a friend. Ask a question for today's panel. That's Valerie Palomountain from PVCC's Workforce Services, Kelly Sokol from Albemarle County GED Program. Valerie, I want to talk about what is offered through the non-credit side of the Workforce Services at PVCC. Because there are a lot of people out there who are looking to find their career. I don't know that Eric falls into that category. He's now got his job at at Wells Fargo, but certainly there are people who come to you, I would think, of many types. Our first guest talking about looking for something different now, et cetera. Tell me a little bit more about the program.
A lot of the programs that we offer are in the healthcare area, the nurse aid.
And that's a non-credit side?
Non-credit, mm-hmm. CNAs are non-credit, nurse aids. They're entry level, but we see a significant portion going on from the non-credit, getting a CNA, going into our nursing program, either the LPN or the RN programs. Or if they don't go into a nursing program, there are a lot of other jobs for healthcare professionals. For example, if a nurse aide adds on medication aid or phlebotomy, then that increases their ability to earn a higher living and get a better job.
And aside from the nursing mm-hmm. part, what else is out there?
A lot of construction and weatherization training, computer training, and then some oddball things. We have a blacksmithing program, which sounds like, you know, what? But it's amazing how much, well, it's a lot of welding. But it's artistic welding, and it's amazing how many jobs are out there for people with blacksmithing skills.
Kelly, for folks in the GED program at Albemarle, when they're finished with the GED program, where does Albemarle stand in sending people on to the next step? Is that a push? Is that information and guidance on weighing all parts of the decision?
It's a combination of both. Like I said, I see the GED as just being one step down that path. And for me, every graduate I try to talk to and see what are their next steps, what are their plans, what are their goals. And I like to know that kind of going into it, because that's one of those, you know, if they need some motivation, you remind them of that. But it's definitely over the past few years been something more. You know, my office is right next to a career counselor at PVCC, and so I literally will escort someone from class directly into that office, make the introduction, and then follow up in a week or two. But it's not just PVCC. You know, there are other programs in the area, K-Tech, National College. Or, you know, if they're just looking for job training or looking for a job, you know, we do what we can to help connect people up with the resources, the additional resources in the area, so that they aren't just getting their GED and that's it. Because to me, you know, there's so much more out there, and in that continual progression of life is that you want to continue your education in one form or another.
What if I don't have a high school diploma, but I'm thinking about going to a job that might require my math to be a little better than it was? Can I just come to GED and study one part of the program without finishing?
Unfortunately, no, because we are all funded by grants, and so we have some pretty strict guidelines so far as, you know, what people are doing and why they're in the program and the type of gains they need to make. I do have people that will come in and be working on their GED and simultaneously be working through, like, the non-credit side at PVCC to get some kind of certification as well, and they'll do that, you know, that dual enrollment, if you will. But we can only take people that don't have a high school diploma and want it or need it.
But you can come to PVCC Workforce Services, and we do offer, if you just want to improve your math skills, there's an online program, and we can, it's a simple program, and we can help you learn it very easily, and self-paced. So that the student can sit down and take an assessment, find out where they are, what they need to learn, and then just go through the process. The nice thing is that the software is free.
Really? Because that was my question. The GED program is free, correct?
Correct.
But when I was doing a little homework for the program today, Workforce Services, when you list the programs that are available, they all have, even the non-credit ones have some cost to them.
Right.
And for someone with, as we referred to earlier in the program, a low-level, low-paying job, how does that person take advantage of something at Piedmont, whether or not they have their GED?
For if they're looking into an academic program, financial aid is available. In fact, we have a financial aid Super Saturday coming up in early February to help people, help students fill out the financial aid application. Unfortunately, for the Workforce Services non-credit side, the financial assistance is kind of shaky. It's something that hopefully it'll be addressed by Congress soon or the state legislature to see if there's a way to get financial assistance to people who are looking for an industry credential.
PVCC accepts the GED degree.
That's correct.
Do other, and not just the stop at UVA, but do other four-year programs, four-year universities and colleges in Virginia, do they accept them, or must you start with a two-year program?
It depends on the college or university. Some will accept it directly, and some prefer a two-year degree that's a transfer to a four-year college. So, you know, I believe for UVA, they prefer that a GED graduate goes to PVCC for 2 years, and then as long as their academics are, you know, at a level they need to be, they are automatically eligible to attend UVA for their last 2 years and get a bachelor's degree from there.
So it sounds like we're so happy you got your GED. Now prove to us that this is not a one-time, you know, thing, and that you have changed your mindset on academics.
I do. I think it depends on the college and university. You know, I have some folks that can go directly into a four-year school. It's accepted, no problem. I think it just depends on the university itself and what their policies are.
11:52 in the wake-up program. Kelly Sokol from Albemarle County's GED, Valerie Palamountain from PVCC's Workforce Services, and we have Eric in the studio with us, who's a graduate of the GED program, now moving on in his career. Also in the studio is Drew Thompson. He just walked in. He'll be here at noon for WNRN's Les Temps Purdue. Drew features all kind of the best in 80s and 90s alternative bands like Gene Loves Jezebel, Tuscadero, and The Clash, as well as your request. Les Temps Purdue, brought to you in part by Caliente. Eric, did you have trouble or easy success in finding a job once you got your GED?
No.
Which?
It took a while.
It took a while.
Yeah.
Do you think that was due to the economy?
Yes.
Has nothing to your GED program?
It was both economy and my experience with jobs.
Have you received any, which have you gotten more of? Pats on the back, excellent job, way to turn it around, or GED, what's that?
It was kind of both, you know. I was never the person that everybody looked at as the top dog. I was always the underdog. So I kind of accepted people to say, okay, whatever, when I got it, you know.
And you mentioned getting a master's degree.
Well, no, I didn't get one. I said
no, that's your goal.
Yes,
is
yes,
to get
yes.
the master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
How challenging is that for you now that you've put that, you know, ahead and you're going for it? People say a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
and I'm picking at me. You know, oh yeah, this is my goal. This is what I'm going to do. And once I get started, I'm like, well, maybe I'll wait a little while on that one. But once you put that ahead and you look in the mirror every day, have you found that to be more difficult or actually pulls you forward to where you want to be?
It actually pulls me forward where I want to be. I mean, it's a goal. It's a number one goal for me. I got my own standards. I don't worry about, you know, people say what they want to say, you know. I got to live my life, you know. I got to make myself happy. Everybody got different standards on, you know. Some people just want to get a bachelor's degree, that's it. Some just want to get a high school diploma, that's it. You know, I want to go farther as I can take myself.
Valerie and Kelly, I want you to each take turns and tell me about some of the more extraordinary person, whether it's due to circumstances, whether it's, you know, whatever immediately comes to mind is the story that you want to tell and make sure that everyone is aware of this. No names are necessary, but just the story that goes with it. You can look at each other and sort of give visual images as to who's going to go first, or I can point at you.
Well, I mean, I have one sitting here right now. To me, it's, you know, I've known Eric for over 3 years, and we were joking about it the other day. When he walked in my classroom, you know, he had a hard time writing two sentences. And he's taken I don't even know how many English classes now and his essays in college and everything. And he'll call me up every once in a while, let me know his grades, his GPA, and what he's doing and from where he's come from. And having read his essays and how hard his life really was, you know, being on the streets or scraping by or, you know, from the time he was young to where he is now, working in a bank and on his way to greatness, to me, it's that if we could bottle up that determination and make it available to everyone, then everyone can do what they want to do in life. So, you know, I've got the perfect example sitting right here, and I couldn't be any prouder.
Valerie?
I think my favorite example is a woman who was in her 50s and had been working in manufacturing for a while and was laid off, and she had to go back to school. She had to do something. Her whole plan was to keep working in manufacturing in the factory until she was ready to retire, and you know, life interfered and changed her plans, and she ended up becoming a medical administrative assistant and was hired by one of the hospitals in our area. And the part that gets me about her story, the part that gives me that lump in my throat, is the change in her self-confidence. All of a sudden, she realized she knew nothing about the medical profession, and here she was taking classes on medical terminology and anatomy and physiology and things like that, things that she never expected she would do in her life. And her self-confidence just, it was fantastic what we saw in her. She went from being a person who was kind of quiet and withdrawn to somebody who would look you in the face and smile and just be so proud of her accomplishment. And you know, that it was just a remarkable story for her.
This is WNRN's Sunday morning wake-up call. WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg, WNRN Charlottesville, 11:58, just the last 2 minutes of our program talking about adult education. Eric is here, a recent graduate from Albemarle County GED program. Kelly Sokol, Albemarle County GED coordinator and lead teacher. Valerie Palamountain, PVCC Dean of Workforce Services on the non-credit side. Ladies, take the last minute each about what you need to do to join the program.
All you need to do to join the program, you can call me at 434-962-3267. We have classes at the Workforce Center. We have classes at Albemarle High School. I can direct you if you're in a different county to the classes that are available there, and it's open and available to everyone. We have people from 18 to 75 years old. So you're never too young, you're never too old to come and do it.
75. Valerie?
You can call me at 434-961-5354 or email me at workforce@pvcc.edu. I answer all of my phone calls, all of my emails, especially the ones from students. We do our best to place you in the right program.
And for those of you who, that was really quick, I didn't get a chance to find my pen and write it down, program will be podcast on cvillepodcast.com. Should be up later today or certainly Monday or Tuesday, and just go to the end of the program, although you should listen to the whole thing, and get the information on Kelly and Valerie and how to track them down for more sign-up stuff. Thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you.
Eric,
thank you.
Best of luck. Valerie and Kelly.
Thank you.
Let me know if we need to do something else in the future. I find this to be a fascinating topic. I guess I was spoiled as a younger kid, and I often overlook some of the challenges that other people have faced. Next week, we'll be talking about bullying in the school system. Please listen in then. Thank you.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The wake-up call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.